A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Lamed Dalet, Yevamos 34a, pagination 67. We're dealing with a concept of Isser Chal al Isser in certain circumstances, that one prohibition can fall upon something that's already prohibited for a different reason and increase the number of prohibitions involved regarding this item. Our Mishnah on the facing page gave an example of two women, sisters, who are married to two men who are brothers. And we described how there could be four different prohibitions if, hypothetically, they crossed, meaning the man was with the woman that was not his wife, and the other man was with the woman that was not his wife. There would be four prohibitions described. Number one, Eishes Ish, because they're married to the other brother. Number two, Eishes Ach, because that's called living with the wife of the brother, and the brother's still alive. There's no application of Yibam at all. Also, since they're sisters, there's Achos Ishto, the sister of his wife. And finally, what was described was Nida, that if they were prohibited intrinsically because she's a Nida, then you would have four different prohibitions simultaneously. And the Gemara explained that even though normally Ein Isser Chal al Isser, one prohibition doesn't go in addition to another one, it's already prohibited. What do you want? Nevertheless, if it's a case of Isser Bevas Achas, that two things are happening at the same time, for example, she's becoming married and she's becoming married to your brother, so then those two things, Bevas Achas, are going to be Chal, they will take effect. Likewise, when the other one marries the sister, so it's Achos Ishto, it's an Isser Kolel, it's including all the sisters from the family become prohibited to him, and therefore this one does as well. And finally, the concept of Nida would take effect even if you don't normally hold of Isser Chal al Isser, because it's an Isser Mosif. It's definitely adding to her level of prohibition, because until now she was permitted to at least her husband, and now through Nida, for this time period, she's prohibited even to her husband. And therefore there would be four, one piles up upon the other. Our Gemara wants to consider the possibility that it follows the opinion of Reb Shimon, who holds that Bas Achas, if they come at the same time, you could indeed have more than one prohibition on the same item or person. But if they came at different times, Isser Kolel, Isser Mosif, adding on to the level of prohibition will not affect and will not increase the number of prohibitions. So the Gemara wants to construct the case of the Mishnah in a way that all of the prohibitions are happening Bevas Achas at one time. Now, the first two were easy to put at the same time, because at the same time she becomes married, a married lady, she becomes married to the brother. So that was easy. That is happening at the same time. But how do you have that her sister is also getting married at the very same moment, so that they become married and married to two brothers and married to two sisters all at the same time? So the Gemara over here, a little below midway, the first word on the line is Bahul, and then we begin. V'iba Yisema, if you want, we can explain our Mishnah in a different way. Be'isser Basachas, that everything is happening at the same time. Va'aliba de Reb Shimon, and according to Reb Shimon, that only when it happens at the same time is it going to increase the number of prohibitions. So the Gemara explains, Bishloma kulhu mishkachas lehu. I understand the first three are easy to understand, that it happened at the same time. The Gemara suggests the possibility, Dishavinhu shaliach, that the men in the story appointed a messenger so that he's holding the money and he represents them and he's able to give that money at one moment. Vishavu inu shaliach, and the women of the story also appointed a messenger to accept the kiddushin on their behalf, so that the kiddushin that's being given from the shaliach of the men is being given, that money is being given to the shaliach of the women in the same instant. In one instant, he gives the entire sum of money, and that would be simultaneously. Anything short of that is not going to give us simultaneously, because people give hand things one to the other, but it's not in perfect synchrony. Upaga shliach b'shliach, and the shliach of the men encounters the shliach of the women and gives over the money, and therefore you indeed have that they're both married, and they're married to brothers, and the brothers are married to sisters, all simultaneously. Asks the Gemara, Elanitos hechi mishkachas lo, but you haven't explained, you haven't satisfied the fourth item in the Mishnah, which is that the woman is a nida, and there are four prohibitions happening. You're telling me simultaneously, how do you get the woman to become a nida, to add to the level of prohibition simultaneously with the kiddushin, in that one instant that you're actually going to have four different prohibitions? And the Gemara backs off from this concept of simultaneously through messengers and suggests an entirely different approach, which is that all of this was planned before these people were adults, halachic adults. It's happening before bar mitzvah and before bas mitzvah. And the case that our Mishnah was using in order to illustrate this concept, that you could have multiple prohibitions on the same person, was a case where they all shared a birthday. Rashi gives an example. They shared the birthday of Echad B'Tishrei, the first day of the year, the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Just gives us focus. That specific day is the day that they share as a birthday. And the one difference is that the two men, or boys, now that we're talking about such young people, they were born in such a way that this year is their 13th completion of their 13th year. So they're 13 and one day, which is the bar mitzvah, entering the 14th year. And the girls are 1 year younger with the same birthday. So they also were born, both of them, on Echad B'Tishrei, on the first of the year, but 1 year later, so that they are becoming bas mitzvah on this particular day that we are discussing. So it's a big mazel tov, two bar mitzvahs and two bas mitzvahs. These two families are rejoicing. Perhaps they were twins. Okay, so that's good. Brother, two brothers that are sharing a birthday, two sisters sharing a birthday. And they make a kiddushin, as Rashi words it, Shayachulu liyom hamacharos kishehei na'asim gidolim. And they designate the kiddushin that it should take effect on the next day when they will be halachic adults. They don't want to get married as minors. They give the money or the document now, the day before, with a condition that it should take effect on the day of the birthday. That day of the birthday, which is the moment of Kiddushin, is all going to happen simultaneously for everyone. Also, Amar Rav, Bishofaos mitoch yud gimel la'acha shlosha asar lichyuve inhu. The women in the story were nidos. They became nida before the birthday, and therefore, as the boys become bar mitzvah, And mitoch shnei masa la'achar shnei masa lechiyuvei inhu, as the girls become bas mitzvah, all at once, this prohibition goes into effect, as Rashi tells us, because until that moment, einon bechlal mitzvos. They did not have mitzvah obligations until that moment. It was only chinuch, education, getting ready, but it wasn't an actual mitzvah obligation. And therefore, they were nidos before, and the kedushin was given before, but it was all structured to take place simultaneously on the day of the birthday. So nida happens on the day of the birthday, even though she became a nida factually earlier, but it wasn't a mitzvah or avera type nida because they weren't bar bas mitzvah. And the kiddushin didn't take effect until that very day of the bar bas mitzvah. And therefore, all of this coming together at the same moment is going to give you, even according to Reb Shimon, four different prohibitions because they are happening bevasachas at one time. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.